it's cool that you're constantly talking about the connection between people and the land, because that's the focus of this program, or the series will be the connection between land and culture. And so is there anything that you can think of or see that's tangible for people to understand, people who live in cities like in Albuquerque who constantly go to the grocery store, who don't really get out of the city often, something to show that the culture, the greater New Mexican culture, is connected to the land? And something that I think of is Cambalache, or the harvest festivals, and you know, I know that the different pueblos and different nations have different dances for things, but something that's everywhere. Can you kind of give something that's tangible to, so that people can see that the land, that we are connected to the land, and all of our, the culture that everyone loves, and why people come here, and what, you know, the chilies and the this and everything that makes New Mexico, how it's connected to the land.
That is a tough description to do, but I think I know what you're getting at. When you live in an urban setting, all you see is concrete. And, you know, I'm not an expert on, you know, what people think, but I mean, the more you see something, the more you think about it. And the more you realize nature as more of like maybe a dream or something that's, you know, outside of the 20-mile perimeter of the city. Therefore, you sort of put it back in the back of your mind, because, you know, you have to deal with traffic and things like that. So I would say that there is a subliminal or inherent programming in our DNA that is almost like a voice calling you in the back of your head. And you know that voice is there. And I'm just saying those people should listen to that voice. What they should do is they should be more concerned about, especially in Albuquerque, about the way that city is being developed as far as runoff and drainage. Basically, everything is focused into channels. It's an old engineering standby to make these big concrete rivers in cities. Los Angeles is a good example of that. And you take all that water, that some of it could be used to put back into the earth underneath the, you know, parks and medians and vegetation like that. And I've seen some of that, you know, in Albuquerque, and I want more of that. And I think that because of the soils and because of the location where it's at, water is very precious. And they need to realize, and the Bosque Initiative is, you know, something that the city of Albuquerque and the local Soil and Water Conservation District in Albuquerque work together on to, you know, get that Bosque healthy and thriving again. And if you drive across the Rio Grande, you see the cottonwoods and you see the, you know, the willows starting to come back. You see a riparian area being reborn. And that is going to create awareness. That is going to take that dream and put it sort of closer. In the country, we take it for granted. I mean, we see a muddy road. I see a muddy road and I want to walk in it because I love mud. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Towson. I'm not a sidewalk person. Mm-hmm. But I like to get mud on my shoes, okay? But, I mean, that might be disadvantageous because since I have so much of it, I might take it for granted. Mm-hmm. So I think that anything tangible or real that I can say to anybody out there is just to stop and to silence your mind, that little voice inside your head that talks to you. Silence that internal dialogue. And look and actually see things for what they really are. And once you do that, you feel, and you start to feel things. And then you will feel the water and the land, and then you will feel health from a stress standpoint, relieving stress. Get out in your garden, work. If you live in the city, find out how you can get community-based agriculture in your city. And that's people in the city paying a farmer in the country to grow vegetables for them. And he works the land and you come and give him a little hands, and then you share vegetables with your neighbors in the city. Get every rooftop in Albuquerque and put some type of vegetation on that rooftop that will absorb water and, you know, make air quality better. Now, people might think I'm crazy saying that, but all over the nation right now, they're instead of putting, you know, roofs that are bare in the sunshine that make more heat in the city, they're actually putting layers of soil. And they're growing, you know, dry land grasses. Or if the rainy season's good, they're growing gardens on top of rooftops. They do it in Europe all the time. So then when you fly over the city, you don't see a bunch of gray squares. You'll see vegetation. That vegetation absorbs water and grows plants and decreases runoff. Because when you have vegetation on top of the roof, it's not doesn't go down the gutter and into that concrete river. You need a whole change of all this. But, I mean, get out there and start, you know, hiking and biking and getting your health together and then talking to people that work and talking to people that work the land and community-based agriculture and you know, get out there and look and feel and see and then come to Taos and look at our acequias and into northern Taos County in New Mexico. And, you know, all land is, you know, precious. And I think that what we need to do is we just need to encourage that little voice inside us that tells us that, hey, maybe we're walking too fast or driving too fast. Let's slow down. Let's recycle. Let's, you know, encourage people to still use their acequias, you know. Let's sort of leave something for the legacy and the future generations so that they can come up with new and innovative approaches to their problems that encourage environmental diversity and that sort of oneness with the planet and the creator in existence. And that's what it's all about. I mean, you know, I deal in my office all day with numbers and computers and formulas and all kinds of stuff like that, but nothing breaks down more than when you can actually get some soil and it gets under your nails and, you know, it's a clean smell and, you know, it's not dirt, it's soil, you know, and it's very nourishing. And everybody should just, you know, encourage themselves to get out there and to you know, get back to nature. And I think that'll just open up the doors for everybody. And you know, we'll get great, great solutions to our problems.
And if there's anything else that you want to talk about or say?
I think I've talked too much already. I mean, you know, maybe I even went all over the place and got off track. But, you know, we're the Taos Soil and Water Conservation District, and there's 3,000 conservation districts nationwide. And they were set up back in the days of the WPA and the Civilian Conservation Corps. So they've all been around since the 40s. And some of them are urban. They're called DNRs or Department of Natural Resources in some states. In New Mexico, they're called SWCDs, Soil and Water Conservation Districts. Usually they're governed by a local board. That's local people making these decisions. Get involved with your district. Support your district. It is the tool that was created to put conservation on the ground locally. And maybe people have forgotten about them that aren't, you know, familiar with them. That tool is, it's a magical resource. The districts are magical resources. They have people, you know, willing to do new things, learn, and willing to share their years of experience out there. And maybe we can, you know, work together and just, you know, have a real productive, you know, existence. And that's it.
And to get involved, they call the Soil and Water Conservation District, and then there they can, you or if they're in another place, somebody else would tell them what they could do.
You know, some are co-located with the U.S. Department of Agriculture field office in their community. Taos is not. Taos is an independent office. But, I mean, they're in the phone book. I mean, you ask any farmer or rancher about the SWCD, they'll tell you where the office is. They get all their information from there. Get in, find out what kind of programs are available to you. Find out how you can get involved to help help that district accomplish its conservation mission. We have a changing of the guard in the districts now, and we have an older generation passing it on to the newer generation, and we need involvement, you know, from people in their local districts. And, you know, like I said, there's 3,000 of them nationwide. They're governed by a board, locally elected board. That's probably numbers maybe about maybe 16 to 18,000 of those people. And then staffing wise, there's probably about 8,000 staff nationwide. They all do this, you know, to make the land better and get involved with your local district and your other local agencies and just be part of the solution, you know. And I'd like to thank you for having us today. And our office is located in Taos on Paseo del Pueblo Sur, right behind the Sagebrush Inn, the historic Sagebrush Inn. It's at the County Ag Complex. And our number is 505-751-0584. You know, call us. We'd be happy to talk to you. Service is all part of what we do. And we'd love to hear from anybody with ideas or questions.
Thank you very much for doing the interview, and thank you for everything you do.
Thank you. Thanks.